Thank you. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Radio.
Oh, thank you once again. We thank you once again for tuning in with us with Anointed Word Ministry. We are blessed to be here once again. We thank you for all that you, the time that you give unto us. We thank you for just being with us. And at this time, we're going to just say we welcome you to come and be with us once again so we can praise the Lord, so we can get the show started. We are glad that you're listening to us, you're on with us, gather your friends, your neighbors, and come with us and be with us, because we got a word today for you, end time word. And we thank you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We're here once again. Praise the Lord. As always, praise God, will be a fight. Praise the Lord. Whenever you're trying to do something for the Lord, praise God, you can always remember that evil is always present. I tell you, praise God, I was kicked off the air, but nevertheless, I'm back again. And today, praise God, I want to come to you and bring to you, praise God, the Word of God, knowing, praise God, it's only the Word of God is what's going to sustain us. Only the Word of God is what's going to keep us. Only the Word of God, praise God, that praise God will save us. And this day, praise God, I come to you in the name of Jesus and ask him, praise God, that you, praise God, would allow us once again to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And Lord Jesus, I come to you once again asking, Father God, that you hear the prayers that are prayed in this place. But Father God, we know that the prayer of the righteous prayers avail as much, praise the Lord. And Father God, I come to you today because I desire to pray, praise God, a prayer, praise God, for those that listen, praise God, those that are near the need, praise God, a word from the Lord. And today, praise God, the word from the Lord is, I decree and declare. Praise the Lord, you taught us that if we would decree and declare a thing, it shall come to pass. But we must have a relationship with you. We know, praise God, that if we would speak a thing and decree it and declare it, and it would be established, you will establish it on our behalf. And Father God, I'm excited knowing, praise God, that your word is true, it does not lie, and it cannot lie. But today, praise God, I come to you, and I say, praise the Lord, Father God, allow us, praise God, to come into your presence. Praise God with thanksgiving, coming to your presence, praise the Lord, and giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor that we, praise God, would know, praise God, that the prayers are heard in this place. And Father, today I come to decree and to declare a thing that you might establish it, and you will shine your light. Yes, Lord, you said it, that I will shine my light, praise God, on your way. In Job 52 and 28. And by faith, we understand, praise God, that the word was prepared by God. The word of God, praise God, is prepared. So that what we see was not made, praise the Lord, by things which do appear. But Father God, we know, praise God, that your word, praise God, will stand and everything else is going down. But the word of God is going down except the word. And today, praise God, I come to speak the answer, not the problem. I come, praise God, to speak the answer, not the problem. And praise God, the answer is found in your word. It is in your word, praise God, that we will find the word of God, that we will find, praise God, the answer to what, praise the Lord, we are looking for. It is in the word of God, praise the Lord. It is not, praise God, in ourselves or in something, praise God, that's not tangible, but it is in the word of God. And, Lord, I recognize this morning that your word is all that we need. Your word, praise God, will carry us through, praise God, the fire. It will pull us out of the storm. Praise the Lord, it will set us up on high mountains and high places. And, Father God, I'm excited today because I come to speak, praise the Lord, speak the answer, not the problem, praise God. But, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus as your son, praise God, Jesus, Father God, we come boldly. We come boldly as we ought to come. To the throne gracefully for the access made possible by the shedded blood of Jesus. We declare, praise God, we decree and we declare household salvation according to Acts 16 and 31. We decree and we also understand, praise God, and know, praise God, that the believer is sanctified by the word, and that you are pouring out your spirit upon, praise God, the children and everybody connected to us, and they will begin to declare, praise the Lord, and they love for you and confess, praise the Lord, that they belong to you. We decree and we declare that our pastors and our bishops and our apostles and our prophets are men and women of integrity who speak your faith, praise the Lord, and hear and speak your word, your wisdom, your knowledge, skills, and understanding are there, what? Are there, are theirs. And praise the Lord, we know, praise God, that, praise God, when we speak your word, praise God, and we know they fear and reverence your name, they find in the fivefold ministry, it is alive in their being. They have discernment. They weep between the approaches and the altar on the behalf of the people of God. You are first in their lives, O God, ministering and warring angels assist them in every area, praise the Lord, of their lives. And Father God, we decree and we declare that the President Obama, his heart is in your hand. He acknowledges you in all his ways. He hears your voice, and he does not, praise God. He does not switch, praise God, but he stands for that which is right in your sight and does not compromise your word. You bless him and his family. You protect them going and coming, and you meet all of their needs. We declare and decree today that his cabinet, praise God, and his senators, the House of Representatives, will uphold moral laws, be in united with him, and praise God, and do that which is right for the people. They are concerned about the poor, the needy, the widows, even the weak, and those things, praise God, those things that concern them, and to protect them and meet the needs of your people. And praise God, we decree and we declare today that those things which are hidden, that are a hidden agenda, will be exposed. It will be exposed, oh God. You will expose the unrighteousness, praise God. You will expose, praise God, those things, praise God, that is not concerning, that is just against your will. You will expose and pull it down. We decree and declare your blood covering over our offspring, that they shall live and not die. They shall seek you. They love you. They are the best of the best in all that they do, O God. Give great is their peace. They desire wisdom and seek after it and understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. And Father God, we bind up the spirit of murder and anger and rage and rape and homosexuality, same-sex marriages, incest, violence, and destruction. And Father God, we decree the spirit of love and compassion, hope, hallelujah, and forgiveness in the loot, in the loss of their lives, in the lives, praise God, those that are unsaved, that they will recognize that you are God and you're the one that saved. You're the same God yesterday and forevermore, and you do not change. You don't change, God. Father God, you're the same God. The same God, praise God, that was a Moses. The same great God of Elijah. But you're the same God. You do not change. And Father God, I thank you, praise God, for the compassion, the hope, and the forgiveness, praise God, is loose in their lives. We decree and we declare that Zion shall awaken. We call forth the spirit of intercession, praying in the spirit of wailing and moaning women and men of valor, men of Gideon mentality, willing to do whatever it takes to win the spiritual battle. Praise God, the generation that love and obey you are marching on their knees, and they are raising up in the power and the authority and snatching the souls of men and boys, girls, unsaved loved ones out of the hands of Satan. We decree and declare that our eyes are being enlightened, our understanding is increasing, and we are entering into a different level of intimacy, personal, praise God, a personal relationship with you, O God. And praise God, we are positioning ourselves to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord, even as you impregnated Mary with your holy word. Praise the Lord, your son Jesus. Praise God. We decree and we declare that we are impregnated with your word, and your word of prosperity prosperity is in us, because you said it in your word that you desire that we would prosper and be in good health, even as our soul should prosper. And our God, you are God, and we are your people, and we're forever bowing down before you and giving you, Lord, you honor and praise and glory due unto your name. Of all the powers belong to you, and you are an expectation. In your expectation, all power belongs to you, Lord. I decree and I break through, praise God. I decree breakthroughs, hallelujah. Praise God. I thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love. Lord, open up the pipelines of prosperity into my handiwork and my businesses in the name of Jesus. I bind spirits of financial failure in the name of Jesus. Lord, loose the spirit of prosperity upon me in the name of Jesus, O Lord, and anoint me with the power to prosper in the name of the Lord, and give me breakthrough, hallelujah, of blessings and in spiritual financial, praise God. Praise God in businesses, and praise the Lord. I praise God, align my life up in Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I declare this time, praise God. Praise God that I am filled with abundance for me in the name of Jesus. And let the Holy Spirit, God, take perfect control of my tongue. Hallelujah. Let me speak that which is life. Let me speak, praise God, life and not death. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give me the grace to express your love to the needy. In the name of Jesus, I command every contrast tree growing up in my life to be uprooted and thrown into the fire. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I rain abundant blessing upon me and those that's connected to me, my family, my children, praise God. I declare and decree that the devil cannot have my children. I speak the blood of Jesus over them, for they are protected in the blood. Father God, you have them in the palm of your hand. Father God, I thank you for your protection as they go to and fro. I speak fullness and prosperity in their lives. In the name of Jesus, all of my unsaved loved ones will be saved. They are saved. Hallelujah. I speak it into existence. Father God, oh Lord, rain the abundance of blessing upon me and mine in the name of Jesus. And Lord, make this, praise God, make this the beginning of a great blessing in the name of Jesus. Let your word come forth. Let your word be declared. Let your word stand. For Father God, I know you are God of God and you the Lord of Lord. And Father God, there is no failure in you. And Father, I come right now and I call in, praise God, everything that the enemy has taken from me. I call it from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And let all my blessings be released right now in the name of Jesus. And let them come unto me in Jesus' name. I declare that my stolen blessings, hallelujah, should be restored sevenfold in Jesus' name. Praise God, I thank you, praise God, for the people of God are marching on their knees. And Father God, they're calling it in, praise God. They are returning, praise God, the things that the enemy has said. We return it back in the name of Jesus. And Father God, let every evil attachment to my place of birth, hallelujah, be disrupted in the name of Jesus. I command every agent against, praise God, acting against my breakthroughs to be what? To be permanently paralyzed in the name of Jesus. I command every power breaking, praise God, barking dog against my progress to be silenced. Hallelujah. Silence, you devil, in the name of Jesus. I receive, praise God, the anointing from the supernatural breakthrough in my endeavors in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I know there is no failure in you, God. Father God, I call upon a true and a living God, the God that established the heaven and the earth, the one that threw put the clouds, praise God, in place, that flung the stars, hallelujah, that spoke light, praise God, into darkness. Father God, I receive the anointing of the beautiful feet, praise the Lord, and the prospering hands, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And God, I do give you praise. And I give you glory. I honor you, praise God, because you're worthy to be praised. There is no God like you. There is no God like you. And Father God, I thank you right now. I come against every evil force, praise God, that will try to raise up, hallelujah, praise God, against my progress. In the name of Jesus, Satan, for you are a defeated foe. You have been defeated 2,000 years ago, and God has given me the power, praise God, to rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the protection every day as I go up and down the highways, as my children is in and out, praise God, of the byways, and praise God, the roads, and praise God, hallelujah, avenues and streets. I ask you, Father God, that you would place the warning angels about them to watch over them to and fro. Praise God, send Gabriel, Raphael, hallelujah. Praise God, send them, praise God. Send, praise God, Michael, praise God, to make war against that old devil, Satan. For Satan, you are defeated in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God, I do give you praise this day. I honor you for your goodness. I honor you for your grace, and I honor you for your mercy. There is nobody like Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. But there is no one that can do me like Jesus. For you are my friend. I can depend on you, Lord. I can depend on you. And because of you, I am. Hallelujah. Glory to Shalamu Kutaba. Jendriyabo Kutabamansa. Suosa. Mukanda. Utale Masite Vakasa. Edabasundarabakayo. Enderosa. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I appreciate you for my being my protector, for being, praise God, my overseer, for being, praise God, the one that watch over me, seeing the things I cannot see. Thank you for forgiveness of all of my sins. Hallelujah. For you have threw them in the sea of forgetfulness, and you remember them no more. And Father God, I love you because you first loved me. Father God, I thank you this day. I give you praise this day. I bless you going, and I bless you coming. For you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, O Lord. Worthy to be praised. I'll praise you going in, and I'll praise you coming out. I'll praise you in the house. I'll praise you out the house. I'll praise you in the fields. Hallelujah. I'll praise you, praise God, all day. For you are worthy. You are worthy. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Father God, I thank you for this day. For you deliver fresh mercies this morning. And Father God, you delivered it, praise God, personally to me. And God, I thank you. I thank you for changing my life. I thank you for helping me, praise God, to realize without the Lord on my side, where would I spend eternity? You be blessed and know that the answer to any problem is in the Word of God. You be blessed. Have a blessed day. Remember, you're listening to Ola Stalin with Anointed Word Ministry. I'm bringing you the answer, not the problem. But remember, the Lord have the last say. Make your choice. Jesus is the answer to any situation. Any situation that you might be. Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Lo, shamada. Kota, ho, samaya, go. Ikindi, nesanda, hucha. He has the answer. He has the answer. Let go and let God. You be blessed. Pastor Ola Stalin with Anointed Word Ministry signing off. Be blessed. Be blessed.